Hi, Charlie. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Wright?
Well, I'm doing okay for a sun-free day, sir.
Good, good. I have a question. The wife takes Eliquis, and would it hurt her to take some fish oil, 1,000 milligrams, omega-3, 300 milligrams?
Okay, that low an amount probably wouldn't, sir, but here's the thing. Fish oil, for women, the DHA fraction, and all fish oil has both, is the one that makes the platelets more slippery. The EPA fraction, which does other good things in women's bodies, it doesn't make the platelets more slippery. And for men, it's the other way around. It's the EPA makes the platelets more slippery and not the D. So one wants to go looking for one where the fraction of DHA is higher than the fraction of EPA. But we don't want to use more than just a little bit in this circumstance, because there we got the Eliquis in there making the platelets more slippery. And do we want to make them too darn slippery? Of course not. That would lead to bruising and even bleeding easily. Now, there is a test done at the University of Washington Laboratories called the platelet aggregation test. And it tells you exactly how slippery your platelets are. And when people come in taking a patent medicine to keep their platelets slippery and they want to switch to something from nature that does the same blinking job, which is, again, the fish oil of the appropriate fraction, and oddly enough, ginkgo makes platelets more slippery too. When they want to switch, they got to do it carefully. How slippery are my platelets now? Okay, can I put in a little bit more of the natural stuff and withdraw some of the artificial stuff, which has long-term side effects? Now let's check our platelet slipperiness again. Well, one can do that if one is working with a doctor who knows what the heck they're doing with easing people over to the natural anticoagulants and away from the patented ones, which have their inevitable side effects. And the only side effect of the natural ones is taking too darn much and bruising and bleeding too easy.
I see. So, in other words, it could cause too much bleeding without the test of the how slippery your platelets are.
Yeah, you got to know how slippery your platelets are before you start making this transition. That's kind of important. And so that's why I'm so glad the University of Washington has that test. And any doctor can write a little thing, please do the test, and usually gets covered by insurance.
Usually it's covered by insurance?
If the doctor writes a prescription a recommendation for it, yes. If you try to get it done on your own, which is legal to order your own tests, then the insurance won't cover you.
So, let me understand that the University of Washington is the only one that does that test?
Yes, it's a laboratory test done at the University of Washington. It specifically focuses on platelet aggregation, which just means platelets all sticking together.
Can I ask you another question about my cholesterol?
Yeah, until they tell us we got to shut up for the top of the hour, go for it.
Okay, I got my cholesterol test back. LDL cholesterol calculation, I got 121. That's calculated on 0 to 99.
Okay.
Is that pretty high or what?
Well, it's a little bit high, sir. I've certainly seen them a lot worse. But keep in mind about something I keep carrying on about because it's so true, and that is the best way to not accumulate cholesterol in the inside of your arteries and have a heart attack or stroke is to go donate blood regularly. And that's proven by, I know I yelled, and that's proven by two different research projects. And here comes the top of the hour. So I'll just finish off with that after the top of the hour and then get to Nolan and Robert. And thanks, Nolan and Robert, for saving everybody from listening to me carry on.
I do donate blood, so.
Yay. So she should think about it too, but not with the Eliquis in her, sir. That's another thing.